This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 911. Turns out Yo has a secret weapon.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. Downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Will you have to wear a face mask while taking the IELTS exam? If so, what will it be like and what special instructions will you receive? On today's episode, 3Keys student Yo gives us all the inside information so that you'll be ready. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have something very exciting for you today. 3Keys student Yo is here, and she just took the IELTS exam last week and had a very unique experience. Some of you have recently taken IELTS and know it's very different when you have to wear a face mask, and there are some special instructions. So she is going to give us some of this insider information. So Yo, would you like to introduce yourself? Let us know where you're from.
Hello, everybody. I'm from Taiwan, and my name is Yo.
Yes, and when did you
remember?
Yes, that's pretty easy to remember. when did you take the IELTS exam? It was very recent, correct?
Yes, I took it June 20th, just a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, and it was the computer exam, so you've already received your scores. What scores did you get?
Okay, so I got 7 on reading, listening, and on speaking, I got 7.5. But for writing, I got only 6, and I really need 6.5.
Yes, it's so frustrating to be so close. You need a 6.5, and you got a 6, and all the other scoring sections were great. So you were letting me know a moment ago that you applied for a remark because you're so close, but you haven't heard back yet, right?
Yes, because for the other sections, I got what I need already. Just the writing is the only part I missed.
Yes. So hopefully, you never know, maybe that will change, but if not, there's always next time.
For me.
No, if you're in the boat of a lot of our students where you're stuck at a 6 or a 6.5 on writing, and that's the only thing holding you back. So you never know, maybe that'll change, but we're going to talk about some things you can do to just boost that half a point, get up to that 7, and we definitely want to talk about some of the things you notice that were different from when you've taken the exam in the past, and that are a little unique to our situation right now with testing centers being closed or having special restrictions for COVID. So we will definitely get into that. But first, tell us, just as far as your IELTS journey, why are you taking IELTS? What are your goals for once you pass?
Okay, so my dream is going to the UK to practice nursing, to be a nurse there. And my target is to get 7 on reading, listening, speaking. And for writing, I need to get 6.5.
Okay, excellent. And so is there a specific school you want to attend, or you're just moving for work?
I just want to be a nurse later.
Okay. Are you a nurse now in Taiwan?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm a surgical nurse in a hospital, in an operating theater.
And I assume that is very different as well lately with coronavirus. Are you especially busy?
My work is pretty much the same compared to the past, because honestly, I think Taiwan's government has managed this pandemic quite well, and we never experienced the lockdown or any other hard, difficult time. I mean, generally, when you walk on the street, all shops, all restaurants, and all schools, all office companies, they are running as usual.
Yes.
So
the United States government could probably take a few tips from Taiwan. We're a hot mess over here, unfortunately. Okay, so when you are able to get your scores and move to the UK, you're going to work as a nurse. I cannot wait for that day. I'm excited for you already, but we need to get you there, right? We need to get you that 6.5 or 7 even on writing. So stay tuned, guys. We're going to talk about that a little bit to make sure we can push Yo's score up to that 7. So first, tell me, how many times had you taken the IELTS exam before this most recent? Had you taken it before?
Oh, I struggled with IELTS for a few years already, and before I had taken it for 5 times or more, like 6 times. The latest one was my 6th attempt, and that was also my best performance.
So it's definitely improved since you joined Three Keys IELTS. How did you find the Three Keys IELTS study system? What made you decide to sign up?
Okay, so I've prepared for IELTS for a few years, but like what I said before, I couldn't get the ideal marks I need. And one day when I accidentally listened to Three Keys IELTS, after I listened to the programs for a few weeks, I then decided to sign up.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. You may be in the same situation as Yo, where you are going to take the IELTS exam soon, and you may have to wear a face mask, there may be extra instructions, or maybe test centers are closed by you and you're not sure when you will take it. But one thing is the same for all of you. You will soon take the IELTS exam, and you need strategies. You need to know what to be spending your time on, and you need a study guide that is proven to work. All of this can be found in our study system, allearsenglish.com/keys. Check it out today. You will find everything you need to get the score you need so that you can get past IELTS and move on with your life and accomplish your goals. So check it out today, allearsenglish.com/keys. Okay, awesome. And for all of you students out there, if you are stuck in that same situation where you cannot get the scores you need, come check out our system, allearsenglish.com/keys. You can get the same program that is helping Yo to improve her scores, push them up to where you need. You have improved. You've come from 5s up to 7s. You just can't quite. We just need a little more push to get you to that writing score. So tell us, first of all, you were letting me know that you were going to have to wear a mask during the exam, and this is probably happening for a lot of students, and they are wondering, what is that like? So did you have to wear the mask while you took the written exam, reading, listening, writing as well?
Oh, okay. So to begin with, I took the computer version, and I needed to do the whole exam with a facial mask on, and I know I would feel sleepy when I was with a mask, so I especially practiced it this situation. I just right before my exam day, when I did the mock test, I put on my mask for the whole day, so like I could imagine how the feeling I would have when I sit for the exam.
Oh, that's so smart, because it is so hard to wear a mask for so long. You feel like you can't get enough oxygen, and to take a test, that would be difficult. So that is a really good idea, to prepare wearing a mask so that you're used to it.
Yes, like what I did. And yes, I was correct, because really I felt so sleepy, both on my mock test as well as my real exam. I was a bit frustrated at that moment, but maybe because I did this practice, and I just told myself to be prepared. Then when I was in front of the screen, I just feel good, because I clearly knew what I would have.
Yes, you were prepared. You had practiced with the exact situation that you knew you were going to face. That was so smart. Mm-hmm. And then especially for speaking, you had to wear the mask mm-hmm. during the entire speaking exam, correct?
Yes.
Did they give you any different instructions about that?
Oh, yes. Because they especially announced this rule right before the... Where was I?
So they announced the rule that you had to wear the mask during the entire speaking exam.
Oh, yeah, because at that moment, I was a bit nervous, and I even thought of asking for some exception, because I, you know, before, like for my previous experience, I always got only 6.5 on my speaking. And I know if I didn't pronounce very clearly, or if I just say some word, or even my intonation, I just concern the mask might make my performance worse.
Yes. Well, it's so much harder to understand the intonation and the pronunciation when someone is wearing a mask all the time, and especially for IELTS when it's so important. Uh-huh. And you let me know that they had told you if there are any problems, you need to tell us right away up front, because if you wait until after the exam, it's too late, right?
Oh, yes. I guess the IELTS, I mean, these organizations or all people working for IELTS, they know this kind of rule might stop some candidates or test takers to choose this exam, because they concern they might not be able to perform well. And you know, one thing I wanna talk about is, let's say, we just talk in our own language. Because I'm a nurse, and when I'm working in the hospital, I know when I am with a mask on, I just can't hear the patients or people talking clearly. So not to mention to the exam when I need to use a second language to talk to others. I really worry about my performance would be worse just because the mask stopped me from expressing well. So that's why the clerk in the organization just told us that we need, if we have any questions during the exam, or if we couldn't hear the examiner's questions or any problems, if we couldn't get it, we just need to talk to the examiner straight away. And if we missed the chance after the conversation was over, they won't take any complaints serious, because that just means we gave up on our rights.
Right. And you noticed that there were less questions in the speaking exam, and the overall time for the speaking exam was a lot lower. So you were letting me know you thought that might be because to limit the exposure with COVID, limit the time, which is possible. Mm-hmm. Because usually, even though it was different, you did British Council this time, usually the time and the amount of questions would be about the same for any speaking exam, but it is possible that they're adjusting that for COVID.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure of this one, to be honest, because before when I took IELTS in British Council, I always felt like I talked for quite a long time. But the latest one, I feel like I still have so much to share. and the examiner just kept stopping me. And I was a bit confused, and I feel like why my exam time is so short.
Well, I'm really curious to find out if your exam time actually was the same, but because you now have three key strategies, you have so much to share, so much to say, all these transitions to share, that it feels like you have less time. Because you have so much to say, your fluency is so much higher. So that's possible. And you did get a 7.5. What were you scoring on the speaking exam before you signed up for Three Keys IELTS?
6.5 always.
So go up a whole band score. That's a lot.
Yes, but I also truly think Jessica and Aubrey, you helped me quite a lot, because I, like before, for the past five times, I always stuck at 6.5, and I really wanna know what was my problem, because I just got the mark without knowing any details.
Right.
So I want to know what was my weakness, why I couldn't improve at all. And I remember your suggestions for me were both like, I need to slow down, I need to pronounce all words clearly. So I did it for my latest one. I think like might also be the reason I feel the time passed so quick, and and maybe I looked more calm and
Well, to go up an entire band point in spite of wearing a mask is really an impressive feat. You should be proud of yourself. It's amazing, right? So quickly, the writing is the only thing holding you back. You're just down one half of a band point. And I know I'm not able to look at those essays and know exactly, you know, why, but the three key strategies that you have been learning, a lot of these specifics about adding transitions and making sure you fully answer the task, having supporting details and examples that really create strong body paragraphs, if you're able to get all of that and have your task score higher, the transitions that increase your cohesion and coherence, even if you don't, if your, you know, your score doesn't come back and they don't adjust it, I know that you can continue practicing. Use those strategies as you practice, as you write these sample essays, and you are going to be able to get that seven, because that, you know exactly how it ties to the scoring section now. You have the strategies you need in order to get those scores there. Right now, it's just a matter of practice, right?
Oh, so, yes, I do need to practice.
Yeah, that's all it takes. Once you have the strategies, it's just, it's not like you can learn it and go and use it on test day perfectly. It does take practice. You have to be able to do it without using notes. You have to be able to do it in the time given, which is not a lot. So for all of you out there, if you need these strategies, you recognize that you're stuck at a five or a six and you need to get that seven, sign up for Three Keys IELTS, allearsenglish.com/keys. And with Yo's advice today, even if you have to wear a mask on test day, you will be ready, right? Thank you so much for joining us and sharing all of this input, Yo.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.